This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market today?
Well, Leslie, the cattle market continues its up-and-down type trading. It seems to be more technically inclined than anything else. Today we saw the downside return to the market, despite seeing box beef on a choice of 59 cents at midday. Selects up 98 cents, had a movement of 81 loads. Saw better cattle kill today of 109,000 head. Heard a little bit more 160 cash taking place in the feed yards. Our hog market today, after seeing contract lows yesterday, had a very nice bounce to the upside. We saw on the close, Feb cattle 25 lower. April live cattle down $1.12. March feeders were 55 cents lower. May feeders down 45, and April lean hogs closed $2.82 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The experts at P&K Equipment know tractors. They've been bringing John Deere equipment to Oklahoma since 1985. Combine that with John Deere's history, and you're talking about over 200 years of tractor expertise. And right now, their all-new 5E series tractors are available with 0% financing or thousands of dollars off. Versatility and productivity have never been more affordable. Come experience tractor buying at its best, and remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 4/30/15. Subject to approved credit, certain cash discounts not stackable with finance offers. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Midwest Farm Shows is an original sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email that shows their commitment to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Midwest operates the Oklahoma City Farm Show each spring and the Tulsa Farm Show each December. The 2015 dates for the Oklahoma City Farm Show are April 16th through the 18th. Now's the time to learn about becoming an exhibitor at this great springtime indoor and outdoor event. Contact show manager Ron Bormaster at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, proud sponsors of our daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com to subscribe today.
Tom, what's influencing the grain trade?
Well, I think a lot of anticipation is probably moving us more than anything, Leslie. The wheat market saw today Egypt buy wheat from France and Romania, a total of 240,000 metric tons. We saw the USDA Farm Outlook put out numbers today that kind of caught the trade off guard, especially on soybeans at 83.5 million acres being planted this year. It's 200,000 less than last year. Most everybody else is looking for an increase. I think that helped give the soybean market some support today. When you get past that, we did not really have any other fresh news. We will get more numbers from the USDA Outlook Forum tomorrow. March KC wheat today down 3.5 cents. July KC down 3.75. March Chicago wheat closed unchanged. March corn was up 6 cents. July corn up 5.75. March soybeans 11.5 higher. July beans up 11 cents. And the March cotton 18 points lower.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.